You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Delaware's Department of Correction aims to expand the options it offers to people incarcerated at its four state facilities. One is a pilot arts program at Howard Young in Wilmington, run by Rehabilitation Through the Arts. Delaware became the third state to participate in this program when it launched at Howard Young 10 weeks ago. This week, five men graduated from that program, and Delaware Public Media's Bento Boutier sat in on their final class to learn more about this program and what it provides.
Yep. What's the next one? Anyone remember?
Class at the maximum security Howard Young facility for a new pilot program, Reimagining Myself, kicks off with a fast-paced game that's played in a circle.
Pow! We got the pow, right? What does the pow do?
The class, held twice a week since January, starts this way most days. Instructor Kate Kenny reviews game rules.
Yeah, how do I block a pow?
The men told instructors they couldn't have seen themselves participating in a game like this before, but participation is enthusiastic now.
Everybody's least favorite one I heard. What's the right, right, do? Right, right. Focused eye contact, energized.
Whoosh.
The program is voluntary and geared to men 6 months to 2 years from release to help prepare them for reentry. Jesse Jameson, one of the participants who you just heard in the game, gave us permission to identify him for the story. He has about 2 months left on his sentence.
I wasn't always a person that speak out or a person that participate and stuff like that. I was always shy or didn't want to be on spotlight. I could say for me, this class helped me be more open, be willing to help others, be willing to be creative. Don't be shy, you know, if you have to give a little bit to get a little bit.
DOC has one other major prison arts program, based at James T. Vaughn Correction Center, which promotes rehabilitation through painting, drawing, and watercolor. The Howard Young facility is the latest to buy into the RTA class, joining California and New York. Kenny says her program is based on cognitive behavioral therapy practices.
The program is really entirely focused on the social and emotional aspects of reentry. The idea is to lessen some of the surprises and potential challenges that people might face, knowing that we can't solve all of those in a 10-week period. But at every point, the program has been infused with the lived experience of people who have made the transition from incarceration back into their communities.
The class warm-up has done its job. Kenny and her co-instructor, Joshua Holmes, move to more serious material now. Holmes shows a video with interviews from men speaking to their experience of incarceration and reentry. He takes the men through materials that ask about plans and thoughts for reentry.
Even before moving, like, you look at yourself right now, right? Seriously, look at that amount of progress that you made, you know, through this, but this introducing you much more to you, right?
Holmes is an artist in Wilmington who was previously incarcerated at Howard Young himself. And since today is the group's last session, he asks the men to reflect on their time in the course and at Howard Young.
Stands out to be living precisely for today and look forward to tomorrow because you must. This is going to end too. That's coming too. It's coming. It's coming. This is critical, critical, critical information.
Here's Michael Redman, another man who gave us permission to identify him, answering Holmes' group prompt.
Reimagining yourself, reinventing yourself is important because we got kids, we got people that live up to us, we got family, we got lovers.
Art comes into the program through personal storytelling and performance-based exercises that help people in the course to reimagine themselves. Today is kind of a graduation for the group, where they recite a poem, adding physical interpretation for the words.
That activity is called poetry in motion. Okay, poetry in motion.
So everybody has to speak at least one line.
The men assign stanzas and plan their moves.
So we all pop out. We all just pop out while the other one falls.
They rehearse for a few minutes.
Reimagine your imagination, educate your ideas.
and Kenny tells them it's time to show what they've come up with.
Right, welcoming to the stage.
Four heartbeats.
Four heartbeats.
Here's Redmond's part of the performance.
Let's imagine with a different set of eyes, paint portraits of lyrical love.
Again, Holmes and Kenny debrief. Holmes says the men probably won't be asked to perform poems or dance during re-entry, but they exercise practical skills.
And that's what y'all just did, demonstrated an act of what?
Unity.
That's all y'all did. Mm-hmm. It was cute. It was, like, you know, but you don't even be seeing these things, though. You see what I'm saying?
Redmond says he gets it.
To teach you how to play your part, too. We all had a different role to play, and we followed that role.
It reminds Jameson of his neighborhood's effort to shovel snow off the street.
We all came here. I was like, yeah, let's knock this out. We all live in this neighborhood. We all got to drive in and out. Our kids live here. Let's all get it together and get it cleaned up. So I like that. That was the first time I actually did, like, community work together. Came together. Like, a lot of people you don't even talk to in your neighborhood. But when you got work like this, they come out, everyone pitch in.
The RTA program will continue, as DOC says it committed to running at least 3 cohorts. The next round will start in early fall and has started taking applicants. The class size can be up to 15 people. Starting the program costs $25,000 for curriculum materials, licensing, and training. The reoccurring cost is less than $2,000 per cohort to cover instructor compensation. It's one of multiple programs offered by Delaware DOC. Others include more familiar work release, GED class, and substance use recovery programs. The launch of RTA's Reimagining Myself in Delaware comes as funding from programs to support individuals leaving prisons ends this year. The state also used these dollars to support case management, supportive housing for probationers, and job training. Benta Boutier, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Benta. Up next, Arts Playlist, where we look ahead to the next performance by the Southern Delaware Chorale. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.